So, welcome back to my podcast. I have planned this podcast for like 4 months right now. Yes, I've planned it for like 2 months. No, is it 2 months? Okay, no, 2 months is really far, but I've planned this for a long time. And here's a tip, by the way. If you have something in your head that you want to do it immediately, because if you don't do it immediately, like you become me, you do it after weeks and months of procrastinating. So welcome back to my podcast. My name is Vino, as you know. I would be talking about, the first wave of after school depression. It's a thing. Hopefully it doesn't hit you, but who am I kidding? It's a thing. I recently graduated. That was September, yes. I had my last papers. Sign out. Oh, it was nice, but however, my social battery went from like 100 to 0 real quick. Whichever ways, that's not the main focus. So, everything a week after sign out, it was going good and I was still like feeling it and all that. Had dinner. But give it like 3 weeks and then it hits me. Like, it hits me hard, like, boom! That kind of thing, and I was just so confused. First of all, I like school. I like school in the sense that, not that I'm a nerd or anything, I just like learning. I like being in the classroom, and I don't know if it's old school, if it sounds weird, but I like this kind of thing. And I'm a planner, apart from being an event planner, which I'm plugging in right now. I pretty much like plan my days. I have to-do list and everything. Oh, and school gave me that usual routine. It just gave me something I could stick to. And it was nice. It's nice like already knowing how your next week is going to be while in this week. Yes, you're in this week for it to be next week, but it's something that school gave me. And like 3 weeks after that, I just like shook. Like, I was like, okay, what's happening? What am I doing next? My routine wasn't routining again. I was just so confused. I'm like, what's happening? What's happening? And then there's this myth that once you are done with school, millions are flowing. Me too. Smart person like me too. I said, once I'm done with school, millions are flowing. Hey, my God. Well, see, I'm laughing. Let's not talk about the millions that are supposed to be flowing. But, and then everybody's asking, oh, how are you? How is school? How is life? How is, my God, life is. Oof. Life after school is like, it hits you so hard. There was, sorry, there was a time, I think, it was a sign out in my church fellowship, and this pastor comes. He says, you're all smiling, bubbling, and everything, but the depression has not hit you yet. Till after you stop collecting your alawee from NYSC. And I'm wondering why like the depression hits me so fast. I haven't even seen my result, but it's like I'm just so unstable. Is it unstable anyway? Not trying to say like, oh, being a graduate and everything isn't nice. Oh, of course, I've been reading, I've had like a little bit of flexibility. I've had so much flexibility, which is what I don't like. I don't like being so. I'm too flexible. Like every I oh, I'm trying to explain it as best as I can, but I hate like not having this stable routine, like to hold on to. It just throws me off balance. Oh, I'm not going to school. I'm not seeing lecturers, having there's just something about school that Is it butterflies? I won't say butterfly because that's like far-fetched, but it just makes me feel at ease. Yeah. And then I like all the tests. I don't like the results after the test, but I like the test. I love exams, having to read and go for ninth class. It might sound weird to you, but this is my experience. I love having to go for ninth class or calling people. Oh, are you coming for ninth class? Are you doing this? Are you doing that? Oh, where's that note? Snap a picture of your note. Let me copy it. Oh, okay. Here's my reading timetable. I have this to read and I have that to read. I miss all of that. So, for a while, I haven't like had a to-do list. I haven't had that course. I'm just winging it, like you wing everything and you just be going. But enough with that depressed part. Here's something as if you're an undergraduate or something, here's something you should think about doing. School is important. Get like put all your brain, like put everything in your books. But however, let's not negate the fact that connection is important. I watched a video recently where this girl who was the best graduating student from law, University of Lagos, she talked about how best graduating student, she had first class, I guess. So she talked about how she so much focused on her books that she forgot about connections and networking and everything. So if you are still in school and you are listening to me, here is the time to start that business. Start that business. Feed all your focus on your books. Yes, it is important. That is why you're there. But start that business. Go out. I know if me saying go out, eh? If I'm given a chance to like go back 2 years, I still would not go out because that's my kind of person. But do not be like my kind of person. You should go out, you should meet new people, get connections, talk to people. I'm giving you advice like that I won't take still, but this is a wise man talking to you, youngins, secure connections, start that business, meet new people. Because at the end of the day, after school, these things are going to like keep you moving. If you are in Nigeria, and you don't want to get connections in school, my dear, I don't know what you are doing, cause why are you not getting connections in school? Like, why? What are you doing? But I just think, oh yes. Build a trustworthy circle. Join fellowships. In school, when I was still an undergraduate, when I was still in school and all that, I was in a fellowship, CFI, and to an extent, it made me meet people. So go to a fellowship. A fellowship is like a family, and I was in the drama unit until now. It's that unit is still, my alarm. That unit is still like in my heart. So join a fellowship, join clubs, join JCI. I think to an extent. When I see things about JC, I regret not joining it, although I'm not certain what it was about, but I still regret not joining it. So those are some things you should do. However, I am not telling you not to focus on your books. Focus on your books. You mustn't necessarily go to parties and going to club like every night, this night here, in this club, next night here. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying meet new people. There are fellowships, there are clubs, there's like in Uniben, which I graduated from. On Tuesdays, when I go for like my drama rehearsals, you see karate, you see people playing basketball. These are avenues to meet new people. I was a techno ambassador, an Uniben techno ambassador. It's an opportunity to meet new people. So get involved, not only in your books. But get involved in extracurricular activities, that's the word. Sometimes you might see, oh, this show is it show, should I say, this pageantry event. You, there are events, you're a student, there are events that are going to be like around you, you know, just decide to dress up, just go for one. If you don't have money for an Uber, a Bolt, enter bus. When the bus drop you one place, you leg it to another place, you enter bus again, you get to your event, and you definitely have fun. Like, you definitely have fun. So focusing on books only, it is going to affect you in the long run. I believe so. I'm just sharing my experience with you. Life after school has been, if I say sad, sad is really big, or is really small. It's something I can't really express. I talked to my friend one day. She graduated a year before me, and I told her how I cried because it wasn't what I was seeing. And she was like, here's what a friend told her. That, you know, after school, what she think is going to happen after school, you know, situations just come and you're not exactly prepared, you're not exactly ready for these kind of things. You're just thrown into it and you're like, oh, I have to swim, I have to do that. I would not trade being like an undergraduate, like for being a graduate or whatever. But I just still miss school and all of that. And if you didn't keep what I said, like my first line, if you have something you want to do, like it's burning in your spirit and you want to do it, you know, I try to sound like a pastor, but if you have something you want to do it. At that point, don't say, oh, okay, I'll do it later. I'll do it. No, do it at that point. Okay? Well, this is me keeping you updated and also adding another episode to my podcast. Obviously, I would love for you to share your thoughts, share your ideas with me. Undergraduates, graduates, you know, let's talk. Everybody, I would love to get your opinion about this podcast. I would love to get your thoughts on this topic. Till next time, which is going to be pretty soon. Stay safe. Be safe out there.